All right, we're going to do the interview now. So, my name is Andrew, I'm 17.
I'm Carlo, I'm 17.
I'm Robert, I'm 17.
I'm Giselle, I'm 17 as well.
And we are recording this on December 6th, 2018, in the library at our school.
Yeah, it's almost 8:30.
Dang, we got 20 minutes left. All right, well, I'll start with the first three.
Wait, what, the date?
Huh? I already said that.
Yeah, okay. We also specified that it's almost 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, all right. What were you guys' expectations going into senior year?
Only having 5 classes.
You have 5 classes?
No, 6.
Oh.
It's upsetting. I expected to wake up late and leave early.
Mm. I mean, I was expecting, like, a lot of electives, because I'm taking, like, you know, video class, photography, like psychology, all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. I thought it would be easy, but it's like actually harder than I thought it would be.
Would you say like harder than junior year, or about the same, or?
I think it's like harder than freshman year, but I don't know.
Okay.
I was expecting to take it easy this year, since it's senior year. I don't want to do much since I don't.
Senioritis.
Yeah, I've senioritis.
I had senioritis since freshman year.
Yeah, I expected it to be easier as well, and I kind of got that, except with the addition of all the college apps and stuff, and all those essays. It's just like the first semester is like the hardest of senior year, and then the second one's just like, oh, it's a breeze.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, I have a lot of good electives that I like.
Are you guys taking any APs this year?
AP Computer Science and AP Calculus.
Yeah.
Alright, next one. What has been one thing that you guys wish you could have done differently this year? So far.
I completely ditched on doing most of my math homework in the beginning, like the first quarter. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of regretting that because I'm kind of lost now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like now I have to go after school and during lunch to get help on that.
Alright.
Yeah.
Mine is maybe not take photography. Maybe to like take
culinary.
I took culinary 1, so that would be the culinary 2, but in culinary 1 I didn't really do much, so I mean I don't know.
What other classes are there, like workshop?
Yeah.
Workshop and stuff too?
I'd be afraid of cutting off my finger. Because you remember like in net, you guys didn't, okay, that was always like a thing. Someone like chop off their thumb. You know, okay.
Well yeah, I've heard that before.
No, I let my grades drop too much, and I have a bunch of C's now, so I wish I could have done something about my grades, since it's like the end of the semester now, and I can't do much to raise them.
I mean, C's average. I mean, if you continue doing the work, you'll pass. You'll do fine.
Don't fail your final.
I wish I could have finished my college apps earlier. I kind of waited till like 2 weeks before,
and then
I'm like, oh, I guess I'll start the essays now. But at least I've gotten accepted to 3 colleges, so yeah, that's good.
Which ones?
Oregon State.
Yes.
In Arizona State and Sonoma State.
That's fun. Oregon's really pretty.
Yeah, that's my top choice.
Are you gonna go?
I'm waiting to hear back from UC Santa Cruz.
Would you rather go to UC Santa Cruz than Oregon?
Yeah. All right. What are some things that you guys like to do in your free time?
We're going the other way this time.
Oh, okay. Well, so for me, I just like to do a lot of video games. Like, about 2 weeks ago, I built my first computer, and it was a total upgrade from the living room computer I usually play on. Instead of shooting triangles for heads, I get to shoot actual alien heads now.
Nice. Did you, like, build it out of, like, an old computer, or was it, like, you broke 6 computers to make it nicer?
No, I just went shopping at Fry's for all the parts.
When I do my free time, I just play video games.
Destiny 2?
No, I have a Nintendo Switch. I play it on Zelda.
Oh, yeah. You have a Switch. You see, this is a big thing right now on Nintendo Switch, but it may not be in the future years.
Well, because it's just a really nicer version of, like, a tablet and, like...
Yeah, it's an upgraded Wii U.
Yeah, basically.
That's what the Wii U should have been.
Yeah.
So... I like to play video games. I mean, watch videos. I play Overwatch, League of Legends, but
I Overwatch.
I have PC, so.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I do PC stuff all day.
Nah.
Do you play Destiny 2?
No, I don't, actually.
No, I have mostly console games.
Ah.
And then I spend my time on Pinterest. But no. No, Nintendo had a really big sale at GameStop yesterday, so
really?
I bought a few things.
Oh.
It was fun. No, but I wanted to get the Switch, but it's like $300.
Yeah, I know.
It's not worth it. I already have a PS4, a Wii U, and an Xbox One. I'm fine. But I steal my
Smash game, the new Smash game.
Smash
my cousins have it, and like since break's coming up, I'm planning on like basically building a fort in their living room and staying there.
Yeah. I pre-ordered Ultimate.
Wait, it comes out.
You want Piranha Plant, don't you?
Yeah, I do. It comes out tomorrow, so.
I know.
So we're all nerds.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play video games.
Yeah, that's good.
Wait, is that the proper terminology? Is it nerd or geek? I think video games more geek.
I think it's geek, maybe.
Yeah, geek.
More geek.
Because nerds like glasses, A's, all APs, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that stereotype is weird. Next question.
All right. Who wants to ask this one?
Well, the phone's chosen you.
Oh, yeah, it's wrong.
Yeah. So what do you hate most about school?
I hate how I don't get to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I know. Because they said there's a new thing that like school might not start till like 8:30.
Really?
Yeah.
Wasn't that like a while ago though?
Yeah, but no, it's because I think our governor or some shit like that said no. But
why?
It might be a thing like later in the future, like the new school that they're building, that might be a thing there. Which is like we're waking up at 7:30, getting our asses here, and then passing out in first period.
Like, one thing in my video production class, it's just basically a lot of editing, and sometimes he gives us deadlines that we can't make, because he's like, alright, I want you to film, like, an 8-minute video, and edit it with all these instructions that I've given you in a week. And you have 4 people in your group, and each person needs to make their own video, using the same footage.
And a script, right?
Yeah, and a script.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, teachers don't realize that we're not their only class. Some of them do. Some of them are just like, no, you're my class. Fuck everyone else. Which is great. Oh, I don't think I'm allowed to cuss in this, am I?
That's just fine. It's fine.
Have the editor be like, bleep. That's funny, though. I hate new teachers, honestly. I feel like teachers need more of like a trial period with an older teacher who's about to like leave. You know what I mean? Kind of like...
Mr. Dixon.
Teach them.
Okay. Yeah, kind of like the thing Mr. Dixon's doing, but like with Mr. Costa. Like, Mr. Cost had, like, a student aide who'd stay with him for, like, a year.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd learn what he does and what he doesn't do. So the next year he just comes in, like, oh, I know what's happening.
I hate when, like, teachers assign work during, like, break. Like, during break, like, you should just relax when... But sometimes teachers will just assign stuff. Like, they make you do something over break. Like, say, like, you have to write an essay or something over the break and you don't do it.
It only bothers me when something big like that. I'm fine with teachers being, you have to draw a picture. Like, I'm alright with that. I can do that, like, half an hour before class.
It's called break for a reason.
But that's the thing. It's like, do they really want to come and grade something right after break, too?
Yeah.
It's like, they're either being hella lazy and just giving everyone, like, Bs, or, like, having, like, a TA do it. Because I would not do that as a teacher.
So, what I hate most about school is probably... It's probably homework. Just, like, all the homework you have to do from all the classes... But I guess that's like a normal thing.
You know what's funny? There's like a thing that you're not supposed to bring home to school. Or like, you're like, that's why teachers aren't allowed to play movies, because it's too much like home. But at the same time, it's like, you know what I mean?
It sounds stupid.
Yeah, but then they give us homework to take home with us. And then, I don't know. Ooh, I'm hungry.
Psych.
I just heard that.
So, what are you looking forward to in life?
Oh, that's a deep ass question, dude. I don't know, to have, like, a basic timeline of having a peak and then, like, die. You know what I mean? Like,
I
to have,
know.
Like, a basic life. Like, that suburban life. They're like, oh, you get married, you have kids, you have fun, da-da-da-da, then you die.
What I'm looking forward to is learning how to program so that I can recreate one of the games I used to play when I was younger that was really fun but shut down because they had no more money to keep the servers up.
What was the game, Minecraft?
No, it was called Dino Dominion.
Oh my god.
It was a mobile game.
A mobile game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I hate mobile games.
No, this was before pay to win was a thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then that's pretty good, yeah.
That's like...
It was really fun. And it's I played it for like 4 years.
I used to have this old dinosaur like computer. It had this stupid little game that had like grapes on it, and I was obsessed with it. I don't know what it was called. I just
said game with grapes.
No, it was like a game that had these little purple things that would just walk around like little nubs, and like you would play with them.
What?
It was the most absurd thing I would ever do, but I loved it. I don't know where it is now.
I'm just like looking forward to just retiring later on in my life.
You're 17. You're already like, I'm tired. I'm like, gonna go away. I'm gonna go to Palm Springs.
I'm tired with life. I just want to relax.
Yeah, but what are you gonna do? You're gonna do nothing?
Die. That's it, really.
Yeah. That sounds bad. Just like, just go away and just sit there being bored, doing absolutely.
So you won't be bored. Like, you'll be relaxed.
Yeah, like, once I live my life and I feel like I'm settled, then that's when I'll like retire. That's when I'm done.
You'll lay down all day. That's.
You'll work a lot and then you'll retire and then you can do things that you've always wanted to do. That
yeah.
Low key.
Traveling. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't travel when I'm older though. I would travel when like I'm young and I have money and I have time and I have the energy to do that shit. Cause now I barely have energy to do anything. So it's like, ooh. Also, I kind of want to build a really nice house in Santa Cruz. You know what I mean? Cause the area there is cheap and it's pretty. Next question.
So, you know what I would like to do in life, forward in life is I don't know. Honestly, I didn't think about this that much.
Didn't you write down the question?
I wrote it down, but I didn't know like what I want to do in life that much.
Are you applying to any specific colleges for any specific degrees?
I don't know. I don't know what job I want, actually. I don't know what college I want to go to. I don't know a lot of things.
Yeah, see, that's why I'm going to a community college, so I don't spend money.
Yeah.
So I can figure out what I want to do and just dip my fingers in other things. Because honestly, to be a CTE teacher, you just need, like, a few hours of, like, service or something. Not service, of teaching. No. What's it called? Like, Miss Hobbs retiring in 2 years. So it's, like, if someone can take her position if they work at a restaurant, and then they'll get paid on the same pay scale as everyone else, they might even get a little bit more because they worked an actual, like, job, and you get really good benefits.
What you mean? I'm not sure what it is.
So, I mean, I guess I'm looking forward to, like, traveling, being retired, meeting new people, getting a girlfriend or something, that kind of stuff.
Are you going to have kids eventually?
I guess. I don't know.
Do you want kids? Do you want little versions of you?
I don't know. I'll decide later. I don't know.
I want a little version of me.
I mean.
Or, like, a little version of, like, your parents, because, like.
Kids are, like, a hassle, though.
And expensive.
They are stupidly expensive.
And then they throw up on you, and then they poo older, themselves.
Well, drug people do the same thing.
Okay.
You know, I'm not wrong. I don't know why I brought that connection up. So, like, if you're willing to have a girlfriend, she'll probably end up doing the same thing. She'll probably end up throwing up on you once. Next question is getting too weird.
So, do you like Tekashi 6ix9ine?
No.
The Apple guy that's blowing up.
Every time I think of it, that's all I think of.
I don't understand it. I don't like it.
He's Mexican. I don't like the fact that he's Mexican or he claims that he is, because then it's like, no, another thing to bring to shame.
The hair and the teeth.
I know. He's got tattoos all over his body and stuff.
He has a 6ix9ine on his forehead. I'm pretty sure he just did that for money or something.
He's doing it for money, I'm pretty sure.
Stupidity. Now he's gonna go to jail for, I hope, 69 years. Just for
the irony.
Yeah.
I mean, his lyrics are pretty, they're not that great. It's like Nikki on my pinky. It's like stiffy. But
Nikki on my pinky?
Like Nikki on my pinky or something like that. Because he
that
does.
Mean?
Like Nicki Minaj, because he does like stuff with Nicki now, but
I have Nicki doing that for the money for a fact. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Carlos' question.
Right. What do you plan on doing after graduating?
Going to college.
I'm going to college.
Hopefully with my friends, because we all applied to the same colleges, and so far we've all gotten accepted to the same ones.
Oh. What about you, Carly?
I plan to go to college.
See, like, college or, like, community college?
like a 4-year university college.
Yeah, I don't know why y'all are doing that. I feel like that's too intense.
I mean, like, people always tell like kids to go to college, like go get your degree, go to college, stay in school.
But see, going to college right now is like a really big thing. But thinking about it, everyone's going to college, and it used to be like, oh, only a few people have a degree, but like now everyone has a degree. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, well, like when someone gets like a job or something, they'll see the degree, but they won't see an experience. So it's like, that's something that worried me a lot. So I'm just gonna go to community, figure out what the hell I wanna do, and then just go into it.
My bike.
That sounded thick, dude.
It's not that thick.
You can beat someone with that.
Okay, then.
No, I've never had something that big in my backpack. Like, I would never put textbooks in my backpack. I don't know why I'm talking about that right now.
Keep it in my backpack at all.
You just hold it?
I just hold it.
See, I drop things. Like, whenever I walk in the hall with my phone, I'll just drop it without noticing. And someone will yell, it's like, hey, you dropped your phone. And I'm like, oh, shit.
We're on a tangent.
Yeah, I talk too much.
We can check out these books, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, they're in the library. I'm assuming you checked them out.
They got free books now.
Yeah, like, on the tables, just chilling. Next question.
Too many books.
What is something you like about this school?
It's close to my house. I literally live on the same block. It's fun.
Yeah.
The cockroaches are a good plus. Few rats every now and then. It's like having pets. Like a mascot.
Yeah, it's close to my house. I can drive here in like a minute.
I mean, it takes me like at least 15 minutes to drive here.
Nah, I'm like a good 10-minute walk. What? Okay, maybe. Bye, guys.
Bye, Giselle.
Bye.
Alright, we lost one of our members.
Alright, we're down somewhere.
And we have about 10 minutes left.
Alright, next question.
Yeah.
What is something you dislike about the school?
Everything. I don't know.
The cockroaches, the occasional rat.
Yeah, I agree with everything. That the school is not the greatest.
Yeah, sometimes...
It's clean. Sometimes.
Sometimes it's clean.
I just didn't like my junior year. My trig honors class, because Mr. Teach was not there, and we just kept rotating a substitute over and over again. We never had the same person for like more than a week or something.
Oh, you're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. I didn't put the URLs on my thing, so I literally just copy and pasted like the example, and my dumbass thought I was done.
I mean, like, they have Chromebooks now and all kinds of other stuff, so, I mean, it's not as bad as other schools at all. They don't have anything.
We're modernizing.
No, but see, if we get too modern, that's a thing. We're going to get, like, kindergartners who can't write their own names. They can't even type it.
No. This is what we don't like about this school.
What we don't like about it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not that big, though. Wilcox is, like, a 3-story building. That's
We don't have any 2-story buildings.
You
want to
walk 3 stories, though?
Exactly. I like that about here. Or what we don't like?
You don't like.
I hate that it's so crowded. It's like, holy shit, being in the hallways is a thing to get from the A wing all the way to the D wing.
Everyone's shoving you, too.
Mm-hmm. And people are stupid and they stand in the middle of the hallway.
I know, I don't like that either.
And you're like, you are being a dumbass. Mm-hmm. It's like, moo. I'm so happy I have most of my class in the portables now. Like, when I first got here, I'm like, oh, the portables are demons. And I'm like, no, there's no one here. The hills are alive with the sound of music. It's empty. It's great.
Next question.
That's all my questions.
Oh, Giselle's too.
Damn it.
Oh, this one's weird. Do you think people in the U.S. are becoming racist or just now being open about it?
Are they being open?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, back, like, when Obama was he was here. You know what I mean? Like, people weren't as outwardly the way they are now on, like, TV and stuff like that. Like, there weren't as many, like, characters that way. You know what I mean?
Wait, what?
Like, people on social media are being way too open about their things, and they're coming off as racist. You know what I mean? No?
I mean, a lot of people are open on social media these days. Like,
no, but now it's, like, in a bad way. Like, now more...
Yeah, like we were saying earlier, like, you can be open, but like Trump, he's too open about
yeah.
stuff.
Glad they just picked up a book.
What?
That's fun. Next question. This one's weird. I hope she doesn't listen to that.
I have to prove a point to my friends that involves this book.
Do you think the next generation is going to be too addicted to technology?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do.
Are we all addicted to technology right now?
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's going to be like kind of like the drug thing where like they were first like really into it until they realized it was bad? So now it's going to be like, only certain people are.
That's going to be full. Everyone's going to be addicted. Because like technology is an advancement. So
people but it's also
be
like,
onto it, you know?
We're also becoming cavemen the same way. We're like, that's an answer.
I'm going to try to do like with what my parents did to me. Like, just introduce them to like certain things at a certain age so that they're not like dependent on it. Like, start them off small. And
yeah, but then you have schools like this that have Chromebooks and stuff
yeah.
like that.
But this is high school. Like, elementary schools, they just have the computer lab.
Yeah, and they have, like, smart boards now and stuff like that.
Yeah, but that's, like, that's not, like, something big. Like,
a smart board is pretty cool, dude.
Well, yeah, but, like, for a phone exam, for example. Like,
you're not going to give your kid a phone, like,
no, not
in
when,
elementary school?
Oh, no.
So they can Snapchat?
What if they want a phone?
They can go.
Want a phone? I'm the parent. I make the rules.
I'm going to give them Nokia, like,
no
a block.
Everyone
yeah,
else
yeah.
has a phone?
Everyone
no,
else
you
has
don't,
a phone?
You
get a
BlackBerry.
Oh, I would not even give my kid a BlackBerry. Giving them that screen's too much. I would give them, like, one of those old Nokias you can throw on the wall. It'd be fine, just in case.
I got a phone in middle school, so that's when I'm going to give it to them.
I don't want to give them a smartphone, ever.
No, not a smartphone. Like,
they can just screw themselves for a smartphone.
Mm-hmm. Just one of those, like...
Flip phones,
yeah.
Flip phones are fun until you flip it too much, and it breaks off.
Top breaks
yeah.
off.
But it's still fun.
Next one. Next question.
Nope, one more after this.
We got 4 minutes.
Ooh, do you think that people doing trends nowadays are to be, like, to express themselves or to boast about how much money they have?
So we're talking about trends.
Like, clothing, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, flexing. Like, do you think certain clothing are, like, is it more to flex or is it more to, like, show, like, oh, I like the color red or stuff like that? Like, the whole Supreme shirts is the person
oh, those
actually...
those are different, just to flex.
Yeah, like stuff like
some that. Some things is the flex, others is not. I mean,
like
if it costs a lot, then it's the flex.
But what
yeah.
if the person really likes it? What if it's something like they would buy it either way?
It's just how they interpret it or something. Like, not everyone can see what you see in sort of a piece of clothing. Like, I don't see the value in just a logo on a shirt. So
you don't see an iron on as being $50.
Yeah, it's stupid. $50 for a logo on a shirt that you can just like write out on a
that Walmart shirt. Used to have. Isn't that a thing? They were like Champions and Supreme used to be at Walmart. Now they're like stupidly expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You're like designs like
like Gucci,
Supreme, Obey, like that kind of stuff. It's like it defines flex. I mean, like. They're practically saying they're above you, like obey that kind of stuff, but it's like it's really bad. But
then they're considered douchey.
Yeah,
which is a great thing. What about you, Carlo? What are your opinions on flexing?
It really just like depends on the person. Like if they're really rich and they buy some like Supreme stuff and they'll just start flexing it since like they think they're better than people. Like, they have more money than most people, so they just wear their Supreme shirt to show that they're rich or something, or whatever.
Maybe it's because it's a trend. I don't know.
Or maybe
yeah.
they're bandwagoning. I don't know.
It really is a trend right now to show that you're rich. Like, posting everything on Instagram pisses me off. Or Snapchat. Next one. Last one.
Happy, but they're really not.
Ooh. Are people in our generation, like, star hungry? Or famous hungry, as I put?
What?
Star hungry, like wanting to be famous, like like Kardashian status stuff.
They just got famous for no reason.
Yeah.
I know, like why are people watching them? They're not doing anything.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
It's because it's like the Catch Me Outside girl. Like Dr. Phil's a thing now where you go get famous.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
You say three words and you're famous.
Yeah.
You
Catch
become...
Me Outside, how about it? Then you make a music career on YouTube.
And
YouTube is such
you
a...
You sell Catch Me Outside merchandise and
mm-hmm.
become rich. And
make a song, all that stuff. Or like little Tate, who's like 7 years old.
No.
I was like, ooh.
Yeah. Youngest flexel. She was like
She didn't even have the money. All that stuff wasn't even hers.
Or you can be the Paul brothers and just start getting in every kind of controversy possible.
Yeah. Oh, we got a notification.
There's 20 minutes remaining, but that was our last question.
Well, do we have to do it for the entire time?
No, because class ends in like 1 minute.
Okay, guys, what's your last little thing you want to leave the future children of this generation, the next generation?
Destiny 2 was a good game, no matter what people say.
God, Destiny. I played it once. I sucked at it. Disney is a monopoly, which is bullshit. If you sue them, you could probably win, but you'd have to spend too much money. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I just said that.
Disney owns Marvel, right?
Disney owns everything.
When you own like Disney 27% owns... of the entire film industry.
Exactly. Disney is a monopoly. And Pixar's better. All right. Yep, mic drop.
All right.
Mic drop.
We're done.